USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
No, I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. Yeah, we learned it the same way you learned it.
President Trump's comments on Fox Business after learning the second presidential debate in Miami set for next Thursday will be virtual. The Nonpartisan Debate Commission making that announcement today. President Trump says he'll hold a campaign rally instead. Senators Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin sent a letter to CIA Director Gina Haspel expressing frustration with her failure to disclose Russian probe documents they requested more than 2 months ago.
This is really getting beyond the pale in terms of the obstruction stonewalling that the Senator Grassley and I and others investigating this have had to endure.
The Wisconsin Republican saying he will continue the investigation. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The stimulus talks are back on for now. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says they want a piecemeal approach to help the U.S. economy recover from damage caused by the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump put an end to the talks after no deal was reached, and Democratic Senator from Delaware Chris Coons tells CNN,
"This is just another example of how difficult it is to negotiate with President Trump. It's like trying to nail Jell-O to the wall. He's canceling all negotiations and then within a few short hours saying, no, we urgently need more money to be enacted tomorrow."
Hurricane Delta continues to push towards the northern Gulf Coast. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to grow in size, while the likelihood of a life-threatening storm surge and dangerous winds are increasing. Forecasters believe Delta will re-strengthen into a Category 3 hurricane before it makes landfall over the Gulf Coast on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Enthusiasm and engagement in the presidential election next month has risen this year, as nearly three-quarters of Americans say they have given more thought to the vote. That's according to a new Gallup survey. The poll conducted from September 14th through the 28th shows 74% of respondents said they've given the elections quite a lot of thought. As far as why voter enthusiasm may be so high, Kristen Tate is with Young Americans for Liberty.
Well, the largest driver of this enthusiasm, I suspect, is just Donald Trump. Lots of Democrats are not turning out to vote for Joe Biden. They're turning out to vote against Donald Trump. Trump supporters love him. His opponents absolutely detest him. But I think there's something else going on here, which is that the two parties have never been more separated in modern political history than they are right now. I mean, I struggle to even think of two or three common core beliefs and values we have anymore. We're practically two tribes just living on a plot of land called America.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Calvary Chapel San Jose pastor Mike McClure reopened his church for indoor services on May 31st, the day of Pentecost on the Christian calendar. Since that opening, Pastor McClure has been fined over $220,000 by the state of California. McClure and his attorneys are arguing those fines are cruel and unusual punishment. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.